Item number one, from the County Executive, appointing Ms. Melissa Soborowski to the Milwaukee County Personnel Review Board for a term expiring October 31st, 2017.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Soborowski, and good morning, Dr. Colton. Dr. Colton?
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm here today with Melissa Soborowski, the County Executive's appointment to the PRB. Ms. Soborowski is the co-owner and immigration lawyer at Lopez and Soborowski Immigration Law. She has a history of seeking to provide immigration support with an emphasis on family-based immigration.
Excuse me, ma'am, is your mic on?
It is.
Okay.
Speak up.
Well, speak into it.
A little bit closer.
Thank you.
Would you like me to start over?
Go ahead, please.
Mr. Soborowski has a history of providing immigration support with emphasis on family support, family-based immigration visas and removal defense. She strives for fairness and equality, and the county executive believes she will be an excellent addition to the Personnel Review Board.
Thank you very much, Dr. Colton. Committee members, what's your pleasure? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I regret I didn't ask more questions a couple months ago when we had a few nominees before us, and some of those positions have already been vacated. We seem to have had a little problem in that the exec chose not to reappoint several members of the board, and other members resigned as a result, and we had a staff departure as well in all of that, and I just I'm wondering what's going on, what's the exec's plan, or what was he doing in trying to reshape the board? There must have been a larger I hope there was a larger plan for all the chaos that was caused.
Dr. Colch.
Chairman, Supervisors, the county executive is always looking for great appointees for our boards to make sure that our commissions and boards are running as effectively as they can be, and that's why you're seeing several new appointments these last few months to make sure the PRB is running as effectively and efficiently as it can.
Really? So by not reappointing two members, then two other members resigned somewhat in protest of that move, and a staff member resigned, leaving you essentially without a quorum, with no experienced staff, and no plan. I mean, you weren't ready to bring somebody in immediately. Then one of your you make an appointment, and that person has already been replaced. I mean, clearly there wasn't much of a plan, but you're telling me it was all about making it function better. But the exact opposite has happened. So we've been in chaos.
Chairman, I don't know that we've been in chaos. We've actually presented these two new appointments that you have in front of you today at least a month ago, and we're hoping to get those positions filled earlier. I'm glad, happy that the board is taking them up today so we can get the quorum back and the PRB can continue to function.
All right, well, I'm disappointed that you don't want to have a real discussion about what's going on there, what created the problem, or how you intend to solve it. I don't have a problem with the nominee specifically, and I appreciate her willingness to serve. I do have just one question, and that would just be whether there was any, I don't know how you know the executive, but if you could just tell me what expectation, if anything, has been shared with you about the workload of this. Some previous nominees apparently did not recognize how much work there really is, so I just want to make sure that there's been adequate communication with our volunteers, that people understand what they're really getting into.
I thank you for that concern. No, I believe that I'm prepared for that time commitment, and I have been told that it can be consuming in some months for sure. So I'm prepared.
And has anything been communicated with you by the exec, or would you represent yourself to be able to serve independently, or do you feel that you have you've been given any sort of direction in terms of how you need to serve or what he was looking for?
I believe that I will be able to serve independently. I have no connection to any county employee positions. I practice in my own firm. I was given no direction, so I'm just excited for an opportunity to be able to serve the county of Milwaukee.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I think there was already a motion for approval. Thank you, Mr.
There's
Chairman.
There's a motion to approve, but the Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I know I think the appropriate motion is moved to confirm, so I will do that, but I do want to pick up, too, on the fact we'll have some other issues as we go on today, but it just seems to be an unfortunate lack of being willing to communicate on many issues unless we pull and pull and pull, or we dig into things like we did in the budget. I mean, we just never get any answers. And I know we've been denuded by the county executive and the state legislature as far as what we can do, but it's kind of, I don't think in the spirit of cooperation, we're supposed to cooperate. We're still two equal branches. We still have confirmed and appoint, and, you know, we're still supposed to make policy, and we just get, you know, non-answers all the time when we ask, you know, questions that I think that are legitimate questions, and I don't think that's the way to do business. And then you wonder why we have these confrontations all the time when we seem to be, nothing's forthcoming unless we just dig it out. And it just makes it a more difficult process than it has to be. I know why we can't answer questions or then, you know, communicate some of those things, but I think that's what makes it difficult here. And I'd have no problem, like probably any of us here, as far as the appointees, and I do appreciate, by the way, people taking the time in their lives and their busy lives to come and work for county government, because this isn't an easy assignment, and there are... I've asked those questions before, too. There are time commitments, and, you know, you have to be objective and to be fair, and it's... I thank you for, and those who do come forward, for their service.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, thank you. You know, we covered this a little bit in budget, and I'm concerned about Personnel Review Board and the really very minimum pay. Because this is the board that's really picking up the slack now since Act 10. You know, folks no longer have union reps any longer, and stewards and so on. So it's all going to the Personnel Review Board. And I do hope, and I thank Ms. Soborowski for her willingness to serve. I note that you're from St. Francis, which is my district, so I'm proud of the fact that we have good people in District 8 willing to serve. I just hope it's been explained to you the kind of time that's going to be required to sit on this board, because I think that's one of the problems we're having. This is the place where all of the problems are now being sifted out, and I think we're asking an awful lot of our really almost volunteers, because the pay is pretty minimal. Do you understand that?
I do. I appreciate
you.
All the concern sure. expressed. I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion for confirmation. Are you welcome, Supervisor? Madam Clerk, and no other supervisor wants to say anything at this time, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend confirmation prevails.